Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. In the past decade, wildfires have touched the far edges of El Dorado County. The largest, 2014 King Fire, the 2021 Caldor Fire, and the 2022 Mosquito Fire have given residents a front row seat to loss and destruction. And that can take a toll. But it's also where art can come in to help heal. A new installation titled Fire, Land, the Exhibition is taking people on an artistic exploration, in its words, to tap into the soul of the land. The hope is that people can process grief and loss, but also that we all can reevaluate our relationship with the forest and fire and come out on the other side with a healthier ecosystem. Maria Osucha is the exhibition's curator at Arts and Culture El Dorado. Amira Godwin is a media artist and artistic director whose digital prints and video encompasses Fireland, the exhibition, which you can see at Switchboard Gallery in Placerville. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicky.
Well, Maria, I want to start with you because we're talking about your home. How has the past decade shaped your community?
Oh, gosh. Well, I grew up in Placerville and moved away for many years and moved back 7 years ago. And I can say that I've experienced the threat of wildfire much differently than when I was younger in the 80s. The threat has become much more immediate and extreme, to the point where, you know, I plan my life around managing the land that I grew up on. And yeah, it's just much different than it had been previously. Yeah.
When I was reading the introduction for this exhibition, there was a quote that artists are second responders. What role does art play in recovery?
So the phrase artists are second responders was coined by an organization called Californians for the Arts. And it was coined at the beginning of the pandemic when folks were beginning to experience this universal crisis. And so I think what that means and what they were referring to is artists' work can often speak to aspects of experience that are ineffable, that can't be named, that aren't tangible. And because of that, their work has the ability to help us process and reflect and acknowledge what we're going through in a unique way. And I think that's what Amira's work accomplishes in the exhibition Fireland.
Yeah, that was going to lead me to Amira. Have you ever viewed yourself as a second responder in times of difficulty as an artist?
Well, I wouldn't compare myself to first responders that put their bodies on the line, but I feel as an artist that I have a responsibility to activate the public, and for public art, that's in a spectacle format. So the exhibition is a complement to an event that brought more than 300 people together at American River Conservancy's Wakamatsu Farm recently. And for public art, it has a role to people to deal with social issues and dangers that are imminent, like climate change and wildfire. So I'm really into public art as action and taking on that role to interpret a lot of things that may be scientific and hard to understand, science data around climate change and wildfire. But art can give another connection to that.
Right. And that's one thing that I think Amira's work does really beautifully is not just speaks to the intangible elements or the hard to name elements of subjective experience, but in the images that we've kind of frozen in this exhibition, she's able to kind of pull out elements of the science around climate change and the data around climate change, as well as the history of forest management or mismanagement that has contributed to today's crisis in a way that is more accessible and effective than looking at facts and figures.
Amira, can you kind of take us through your visual or help us visualize your creative thought process, the creative journey that really took you to approach devastating wildfires and come out on the other side of it with the hope for a healthier ecosystem.
Sure. I'm very process oriented, and I start as a multimedia artist talking to people in the immediate impact area, the burn scar of Grizzly Flats, and around El Dorado County, traveling and walking and hiking. I took a climate stewardship course to learn more about the science of the land and land conservation. And that heightened my role as an artist activist, that being a climate steward has the responsibility to present the science without a doomsday lens on it, how to have a positive reaction that we can all contribute to change. So I went back to things that were pivotal. In 1910, there was a giant fire, the Big Burn, and that was probably the largest fire that the U.S. had experienced at the time. It was more than 3 million acres. And for the Forest Service to exist, they had to promise to suppress all fires at that point. So federal policy was instrumental in creating the conditions of the fire that we are dealing with at the present moment. Suppression was the opposite of the way Native American people cared for the land for thousands of years to create a spacious, healthy space. We now have dense and damaged forests. And so building an art exhibition and also what I call an art rock opera about forest management is a really delicate line to walk to make that palatable for people and activating and emotional. But that was the task I gave myself.
I love that. You just like took it and run with it. Like, I love that. a rock opera. Maria, it's been open now to visitors, I believe, for at least a week. It opened earlier this month. What is the reaction and the feedback? What's it been like so far?
Well, in the waiting room, I was just sharing with Amira, what I've observed is that visitors feel really compelled to share their own story about the Caldor Fire. And we were just workshopping. How do we record that? How do we capture that? So, that's something we're thinking about. So I think, but in and of itself, the space creates this safe environment where folks can reflect on what they've been through, acknowledge that it's universal. They're not alone in their trauma and anxiety around wildfire, around anticipating, what this next season is going to bring. And also for out-of-town visitors that are maybe passing through Placerville on their way to Lake Tahoe, they want to learn more. Mm-hmm. They're able to access maybe what the experience of Caldor in particular was like for our community.
It's a way to bring your community together.
It is, yeah. It is a way to bring our community together and sort of acknowledge a collective experience, a collective trauma, a collective grief. Folks who generally choose to live in the region surrounding Placerville are in love with the forest and in love with the natural landscape. And so there is a real grief around habitat loss and ecological change.
Amira, finally, how do you want people to feel when they leave the exhibit?
I want people to be able to walk away with a new connection to nature and forest, that it's important to wrestle with concepts like how they feel about climate change and what they might be able to do to themselves to bring about solutions collectively, how to think about art, music, performance, video, that all these elements are tools to think about difficult concepts and wrestle with questions like, how did we get to the place we're at now and what are we going to do about it?
Well, Amira and Maria, thank you so much. And thanks for making the trip.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
That is Maria Osucha, the exhibition's curator and special projects manager at Arts and Culture El Dorado. Amira Godwin is a media artist and artistic director behind Fireland, the exhibition. You can see Amira's digital prints and video and opera, rock opera, at the Switchcord Gallery. And that is in Placerville on Main Street. And that runs through August 8th. So you got a lot of time, can even see it more than once if you like. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.